Now, you may vote Democratic, you may vote Republican, you may vote Libertarian, you may even write in.
But Dr. Tony Evans says Christians aren't called to follow a party. We're called to follow the Lord.
So let's find out how God is voting. So if you're a committed Christian, you and I can vote with God.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Figuring out what side of the political fence you're on is up to you. But have you ever wondered what side God is on? Well, that's the question Dr. Evans will tackle today as he explores the concept of kingdom voting. Let's join him.
Kingdom voting. I'd like to suggest there is a perspective, a mindset, and an orientation that has eluded us, leading to not only the divisiveness in the culture, but unfortunately, the divisiveness in the church that has facilitated disharmony, disunity, and conflict in the broader society. Because there is not the proper kingdom perspective when it comes to God's activity in society, the church has become as bad as or worse than the world, allowing ourselves to be a poor example of who God is and how God functions with regard to government. The question is, how should a Christian vote? I know the mere hearing of the subject matter could be bringing consternation to your mind. I'm sure some are saying, well, what is he going to say, and who is he going to endorse, and which party is he going to lean to? How is he going to approach this? And so over these weeks, I would like to set forth a biblical case. Now, if you take issue with me, that is fine, as long as you do it bibliocentrically. Because once you leave the authority of Scripture, we are now left to our own personal perspectives. And since we come at life, at circumstances, at history, culture, and race from different points of view and realities, then our personal opinions are going to differ. But I'd like to suggest to you that there is a kingdom worldview to approaching this subject and your vote. And if you will adopt a kingdom worldview, then we can approach this issue and come out as the Church of Jesus Christ, not in conflict, even if we didn't vote the same way. You see, until the church gets it right, the culture can't get it right, because as you've heard me say, I'm sure many times, God doesn't skip the church house to fix the White House. Now, at the whole concept of kingdom voting is kingdom. And if you're familiar with the worldview that we promote, it is the kingdom agenda, which is the visible demonstration and manifestation of the comprehensive rule of God over every area of life. And if we're going to see him intervene, inject himself in the affairs of a collapsing society, of a devastated nation, then we're going to have to return to him not in concept, nor by simply throwing his name around. Everybody says pray. Everybody says they have faith in God. It's hard to make it too far in our culture without a belief in God. That is not enough. God has policies. And it is only as we embrace his person and his policies that we will experience his presence in healing our lives, our churches, and our nation. Let me say it another way. The further God is removed from the life of an individual, from the life and definition of a family, from the life and definition of the church, and in this case, from the life and definition of a society, the more chaotic those entities become. In Joshua chapter 5, Joshua is fitting the battle of Jericho. God has promised him victory, but Joshua has to partner with him. He's going to give him victory, but he's only going to give him victory on God's terms. So Joshua has to partner. In other words, the wall of Jericho just not going to fall down. Joshua's got to do some things for the walls to fall down and for God to give this nation victory. It says in verse 13, it came about when Joshua was by Jericho. So he's surveying the walls around Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked. He's peering out, he's looking. And behold, a man was standing opposite him with a sword drawn in his hand. Here we got a guy ready to fight. He's ready to get it on, ready to go to battle. And Joshua went to him and said, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" Oh, isn't that the question of voting? Are you Democrat or Republican? You know, what are you? Which way are you going? You know, folk ask me that question, and I'm going to tell you what I am before the sermon's over. And I ask folk that question, and folk get in debates, who you voting for? So he sees this guy ready to go to war, sword drawn, and asks the question, whose side are you on? Are you for us? Now, that would be like the conservative side, because us is Israel. So these are God's people. I mean, this is the staunch conservative group. Are you for us? Because we got the law of Moses. You know, we got the Ten Commandments. We're your people. You got to be for us. We're the conservatives. Or are you for our adversaries? They're the liberals, because, you know, that's Jericho. They don't hold to the same stuff we hold to religiously, spiritually. You know, we're different. So I want to know whose side you're on. Now, that's a very important question, because Joshua's mama didn't raise a dummy. This guy is out here with a sword. He's ready to fight. He's captain of an army. So he got a whole bunch of folk. So if this guy is for us, hey, we got it made, because we're going to fight, and now we got this whole other army, and they're going to fight. Conservatives going to win. But now, if he for them, if that other side loses, or if the other side gets him, then we got a little problem, because now we're going to fight Jericho, but Jericho got this other army out here, and we're going to be outnumbered. So my mama ain't raised a dummy. I need to know whose side you on, so I can figure out my strategy here. I need to know which way you're going to go. Now, remember, this is captain of the Lord's army. This is like a theophany. This is like God showing up in history. And when he did that in the Old Testament, it was Jesus Christ pre-incarnate. But so God shows up in visible corporal form and leading an army ready to fight, because the sword is drawn. Let's get it on. It's time to decide who you're voting for. Let's look at the captain's answer. Verse 14, he said, "No." What do you mean, no? I said, whose side? Their side? Our side? How you going to vote? No. "Rather, I indeed come now as captain of the host of the Lord." No. "Rather, I come indeed as captain of the Lord." No. Translation, I'm not on either of your sides. You conservatives? No. Jericho, you liberal? No. No. Because I'm operating on a whole nother program. Israel, you want me on your program, and you my peeps. You my people. You the chosen nation, and I'm still not on your side just because you're my chosen people. And I'm not on Jericho's side, and they hardly know my name. But no, I'm not voting for either of you. So let me tell you God's political position. He is a kingdom independent. Let me say that again. The God of the Bible is a kingdom independent. And just because you're a Christian, just because you belong to Israel, doesn't mean he's on your side when it comes to the battles. Now, you can quote that all day, but he's telling Joshua, the head of Israel, God's people, no. Because a lot of Christians think just because we're Christian, God is on our side. That sounds right, but the pre-incarnate Christ, God's manifestation in the Old Testament said, no, and I'm not on that side either because I am the consummate independent. So if you want to know who Tony Evans is, I'm a kingdom independent.
And Dr. Evans will tell us more about what it means to be a kingdom independent when he continues our message in just a moment. First, though, I want to let you know about a very special offer that'll only be around for a limited time. As we've been learning, it gets harder and harder to sift out the truth and stay focused on what's really important as the midterm elections draw closer. So we'd like you to have a copy of Dr. Evans' new book, Kingdom Politics. It challenges us to look beyond what may seem best for ourselves and focus on the people, principles, platforms, or party that best represent the values of God's kingdom. Tony also looks at the qualities that make a good candidate and talks about whether certain issues are non-negotiable. With the election just a short time away now, we'd like you to have a copy of Kingdom Politics as our thank you gift when you can help support Tony's ministry with a donation. As a bonus, it'll come to you along with the full-length versions of all 10 messages in his current two-volume series, Returning God to Government. Get the details and make your request online at tonyevans.org before time runs out. You can also call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222, operated around the clock for your convenience. I'll repeat that information after part two of today's lesson and this.
Well, the good news for you and I today is King Jesus knows where we are.
Are you ready to discover why God has called you? On October 4th through the 7th, join the Kingdom Agenda Pastor Summit. Create community impact from the comfort of your own home or join us in person.
I'm not going to let you make me what I cannot be, which is a man who doesn't struggle against sin and a man who doesn't need community and prayer.
Choose from over 40 compelling breakout sessions, including sessions for pastors' wives.
I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what the situation is. All that's real, but not relevant, because this applies to everybody.
Work smarter, not harder. Sign up for the Kingdom Leaders Summit at cap2022.com and get empowered today. That's kap2022.com.
He says, let me explain your life. Here it is. It's a work of God, and it's just the beginning.
Sponsored by the Urban Alternative.
Every Christian should only be a kingdom independent. Only a kingdom independent. Now, you may vote Democratic. You may vote Republican. You may vote Libertarian. You may even write in. But the only thing you are obliged to be, if you want God on your side, is a kingdom independent, which means you can only be Democrat light or Republican light. You remember those soft drinks, light, you know, not too much sugar, not too much calories. I'm voting over here. We'll go into some of the nuances. Well, I'm voting over here, but I'm not obligated to either because I belong to another order. I belong to another king and a kingdom. What the captain says is, I did not come to take sides, Joshua. I came to take over. God's not here to to take your side. He's here to take over. Why? Because he rules the nation. You know what it means to rule? That means to call the shots. That means to have the last word. That means to determine how things are going to work out. The God of the Bible does not ride the backs of donkeys or elephants. The God of the Bible is not first a Democrat or a Republican. The God of the Bible is his own independent. He only votes for himself. The problem occurs is that no political party only votes God's way. The problem is that among men, they pick and choose. Some pick righteousness, others pick justice. Some pick life emphasis in the womb. Some pick life justice to the tomb. We pick and choose as though God is divided in a way he is not divisive. No. Joshua learned a great lesson for us today in the 21st century when it comes to civil government. Don't think I'm on your side just because you're my people. That's why we see so much brokenness in our lives and in our churches. That's why we have a white church and a black church. The only reason why we have a white church and a black church is because one group of the church decided that another set of Christians didn't belong. And as a result, a schism that God didn't vote for. And how do you know God didn't vote for? He drew his sword. How do you know he drew his sword? It's called a civil war. Now, I don't know if you knew that or not. The civil war designed to end slavery was the captain drawing a sword. And since y'all not going to get this thing together, you didn't do it in the church, the nation is about to split apart, I'm going to draw a sword. You see, unless we allow God on every issue to make the final decision, regardless of how you were raised, regardless of color of your skin, regardless of your political background or allegiances. Now, I'm not suggesting that you not be a Democrat or you not be a Republican as long as you light, as long as you're not fully committed. Because God wants to have the final say. He rules, and you and I get to partner with him. The issue is God only votes for himself. That's the bottom line. Joshua, I vote for me. So even though you my people, the issue is, are you with me? Because just because you're the church don't mean I'm going to function with you, because you're not functioning with me. We would not have a racial divide in America if it weren't for the church. The church is the cause. The good news is it's also the cure for the racial divide creating havoc in our society. What is God? He's a kingdom independent. What am I? I'm a kingdom independent. What are you? You ought to be a kingdom independent, because no party will hold your total allegiance. Because once it veers from God, you're no longer committed to it, because God is only committed to himself. This leads us to a final thought. It says, when Joshua heard no, he fell down on the earth and bowed down. Okay, let me help you out here. He took a knee. Yeah, he did. That's what it says. He took a knee. Now, I know. Right now, taking a knee is important, because taking a knee symbolizes your allegiance to a cause. He took a knee. Says he bowed down. We have Christians who will take a knee for a social cause who won't take a knee for the kingdom of God. It's time for God's people, black and white, and every shade in between, to take a knee for a cause, a kingdom cause. Because when he found out God just wasn't on his side because he was Israel and the leader of Israel, that he needed to take a knee. That's called submission. That's called that's called discipleship, that's called yielding to a relationship so that you can submit to a rule. He took a knee. Are you willing to take a knee in spite of your political persuasion? Are you willing to take a knee to the king and his kingdom? Because that's how God votes. That's kingdom voting. And if you're unwilling to take a knee and say, let God be true and every man a liar, even my party, whatever that party might be, yes, you're going to vote this or that. I got that as long as you do it light, as long as you're not owned. You bow down, he took a knee. And guess what happened? Chapter 6 says when he took a knee, he got an answer. Oh, because chapter 6 tells him about walking around the wall and, you know, once a day for 6 days, 7 days, walk around it 7 times. He gave him an odd strategy for a supernatural victory. So what's a kingdom voter? It's one who understands they've been given the opportunity and responsibility to partner with God for the expansion of his rule in society through civil government. God wants to run the government. Now, I know, don't get nervous, because everybody's going to be worried about you talking about making a country a theocracy. I know. We're going to get there. Hold on. But in the meantime, become a kingdom independent. Because when you do that, now we can begin to see God intervene because everybody took a knee.
Dr. Evans will come back with a closing story for us in just a moment. First, though, a quick reminder that today's message is part of a new 10-lesson series from Dr. Evans titled Returning God to Government. As I mentioned earlier, when you make a donation to support the ministry of The Alternative, we'll send you this entire 2-volume collection as our gift, along with Tony's brand new book, Kingdom Politics. This special double offer will only be available for a limited time, so don't put it off. Visit TonyEvans.org today to get the details and make the arrangements. While you're there, check out our huge collection of audio, video, and print resources designed to strengthen your faith. Again, that's TonyEvans.org, or give us a call day or night at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Dr. Evans says that true kingdom independents need to look closely at both the people and the policies as we vote. Tomorrow, he'll give us some specific guidelines to help us do that. Right now, though, he's back with a closing story for today.
Bill Clem was an umpire in the Old Negro League. In one of the games he was umpiring, it was the bottom of the 9th. The winning run was on 3rd base. The batter hit a ground ball to the infield as the runner on 3rd base made his way home to seek to win the game. It was a dusty day, and as the fielder threw the ball to the catcher, he went down to tag the runner, and all kind of dust flew up at home plate, making it hard to decide whether he was safe or out. And the whole game depended on it. Both dugouts emptied. One group was saying to win the game, safe, safe, safe. The other group, not wanting to lose the game, said he's out, he's out, he's out. And a great conflict erupted on the baseball diamond. In the midst of the dust and the chaos, Bill Clem took off his face mask, threw it down, and he said, everybody shut up, because it ain't nothing till I call it. The dust is flying everywhere, folks. The Dems over here, the Republicans over here, vice versa. Dust is flying everybody, and one group is saying this, and another group is saying that, and God in heaven is looking down and saying, shut up, it ain't nothing till I call it.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.